A warm welcome to Fizzball Inside, the weekly podcast magazine of the International Fizzball Association. I'm IFA President Jörn, and co-host is our Secretary General Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jörn, and hello, Fizzball world.
Yeah, this is already episode number 14, which was recorded on the 19th of November. And today we have a special guest, the player from TSV Jona, Sebastian Kammer, who is member of the board of TSV Jona. And Chris, we have big news concerning Jona.
That's true. We are very happy to have Sebi within our podcast recording. And as I said, we have big news to announce. We are very happy to announce that the IFA Board of Directors awarded the next Fizzball highlight event in their last meeting, and the 2021 Women's World Championship takes place in Switzerland. It will take place in Jona. And therefore, we are very happy to have Sebastian with us and to talk about their motivation, why TSV Jona and Swiss Faustball are very interested in hosting it, and what our member federations can look forward and to expect from Jona 2021. So, hello, Sebi.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Jörn. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to represent TSV Jona in that podcast and to share with all our friends all over the world insights about that amazing news regarding the Women's World Championship next year.
Sebi, you said it, amazing news. Maybe you can give us an overview about the way from the beginning, from the first talks we had with the organizing team or the future organizing team to the final awarding of the Women's World Championship. Could you explain us the way from the beginning up to now?
Yes, for sure. So as maybe a lot of people in the Fizzball world know, our club, TSV Jona, hosted the Women's World Cup or World Championship, correct term announced, already in 2006. And there was always the dream, the idea, especially of our General Secretary Charlie Weimann, to maybe host again such an event. And during the challenging year we all faced this year with all the COVID-19 situation, it came out that unfortunately Chile is not able to host this year's Women's World Championship. And then it was clear that it is postponed. And during that time, there have been some rumors, ideas, dreams developed who could do it. And also this thinkings were part in our sports club, especially in the mind of Charlie Weimann. And then it happened that in beginning of August, you both visited us for one of the friendly caps between Switzerland and Austria Mainz. We did a one-day event, and you visited us to have a look, a first glimpse, as an on-site visit in Jona, and you brought up the idea. So I would say the idea to host that World Championship next year was like somehow in parallel developed between the International Fizzball Association and the TSV Jona. I think that's how it started. I am right?
You're absolutely right. Thanks for the overview. And when I also take a look back on the beginning, first of all, of course, we were very disappointed when our friends from Chile had to withdraw to be host of the upcoming World Championship. And but of course, we fully understand their decision because of the worldwide COVID pandemic and also because of the economical crisis they have in South America. But of course, the economical crisis takes place all over the world, unfortunately. And then we had to start again to find a host. And we are very glad about the talks we had with Martin Krögli and Charlie Reimann during our on-site visit in the beginning of August. And finally, we could sign the contract, the hosting contract of the upcoming Women's World Championship. But maybe you could give us also an overview. What was necessary for you or for TSV Iona to say, yes, we want to be the next host of the World Championship? Was it what was necessary to say, yes, now we can sign the contract?
Yes, for sure. So I think you described the overall situation very well, the reasons for the withdrawal of Chile. And yeah, honestly, this current situation is also happening in Switzerland, right? So even we were immediately like fire and flame and burning for the idea to host the event, we also had to make a step back and thinking, okay, what are the requirements? What are the conditions we can host such an event, right? Because we all know there's still some uncertainty about like how the overall situation in the world looks like next year. So our organizational committee, which is already like announced, came together and we discussed what are the conditions to say yes to your request, right? And as you said, first on-site visit was beginning of August. And I think since mid of August, there have been like literally like every week a meeting or an exchange between the International Fistball Association and TSV Iona, where we were discussing and clarifying the things to enable us as host to take over that event. And what I can say as part of the organizational committee is that this was an awesome collaboration between the International Fistball Association, the Swiss Faustball organization, and our club. Because during that time, we recognized that in these challenging times we are facing in the world, there is the idea, the intention of a really strong commitment to our sport, but also to our fistball community from all involved parties to get this thing happened. So what I can say from TSV Iona as like the host of that event is that we have to thank especially to IFA and Swiss Faustball that they came to us and said, we are supporting you in every way possible so that you are able to host that event. So this is an awesome collaboration that's, I would name it like, this is an event of like togetherness, of solidarity. So all parties involved did everything possible so that we can say yes. And this developed over the last couple of weeks until today, right? So that we were able to say, yes, we can do it. This is like the one part, the part of like, what are the requirements for the event? What are the intentions, how we want to host it? And then there's a second part, right? And this is the financial topic. And as you all know, like organizing such an event, like a world championship, theoretically, you need at least 2 years of preparation time. We are doing this current situation. We have now like 8 months. So it's challenging, but we are thanking the International Fistball Association for the trust and the belief that our club is able to organize it, even if it's like a shorter preparation period. And we are honored for that. And we are willing to do that. And everybody who knows us knows that we are experienced in hosting, like the Raiffeisen Obersee Masters, other like European cups for women and men, IFA championships, all the stuff. So we are really willing to do that. And so the biggest challenge over the last couple of weeks was like to getting a basic financial stock to finance that event. And this was the main target of especially Charlie Reimann as general secretary of the organization committee and Martin Grögli, who is the vice president of the organization committee, to get the required commitments from our local and regional governments, but also from the BASPO, Bundesamt for Sport, so that we have enough guarantees to organize the event. And we are happy to say so that we had a really strong support by the government and the politics in our region to get that money funded and approved. So, and to underline that, in our organizational committee for the World Championship next year, the president is the mayor of the city Rapperswil-Jona, Martin Stöckling. When he heard that idea from you, Chris and Jörn, on begin of August, he was like, in the same evening, he's saying, we are doing it. It doesn't matter what you need, we are doing it. You get everything. You can get the greenkeeper for the best fields ever. We're getting your support. We will do it. And we were like, okay, that's good to know, but we have to find also some other support first. And the honorary president of our organizational committee is the former mayor of Rapperswil-Jona, Benedikt Wirth, who is now in the national politics as Ständerat. And he also liked the idea. He is a strong supporter of our sport. And he provided us even direct access to the national department for sport so that we could directly reach there and asking for the support. And thanks to that, to all these idealists, enthusiasts, we were able to get them the minimum requirement of like 130,000 Swiss franc approved, committed, so that we were able to say, from a financial point of view, we are also able to do it.
Sebi, on one hand, thank you so much for your feedback and the many things we have to discuss also in detail and we have to pronounce. And on the other hand, congratulations to all the work TSV Jona and the team behind that club has done and has reached. This professional approach of the TSV Jona and the ability to think differently, that was what has convinced us all, and we are really looking forward for the results and the event we are expecting next year in Jona. Chris, let's go into a little bit more details about that event. Sebi already mentioned some, but let's focus on that a little bit more.
Yeah, Sebi. Jörn mentioned it. He said we liked the special approach of TSV Jona and Swiss Faustball, and it was a real close collaboration between all our parties, and it was we had a lot of fun working in such a collaboration. And maybe you could give us also an overview or to meet the expectations of our nations who will go to Switzerland, to Rapperswil-Jona in the upcoming year. Because it will be the World Championship of Solidarity, we call it.
And yes, for sure.
What the teams could look for?
Yeah, as I mentioned, we are an experienced organizer of such events. So one of our main targets is the focus on the sport, right? So like we will try to do everything to provide, for example, high quality venues, so that the teams, when they compete for this title, that World Championship title, that they can play on the best possible fields, so that the players have good conditions to play on the highest level, which is also like important for our sport, for the marketing, for the live stream. So we have a key focus on that topic, so that we can produce awesome pictures and also hopefully emotions to the whole world. And coming to that, I think with looking forward to the current situation and the next year, there's still some uncertainty, as I mentioned, that we at the moment are not knowing if or how many spectators are allowed, right? So one of our key focus is, and also when we're looking at the sponsoring and the financing of stuff, is like, we want to set up a good venue, which is like presentable in media, so like especially live stream, so that independently, if we have spectators here in Jona or not, everybody in the world can participate, follow and see that games. So that's one of our key focuses. from a point of view of marketing and participation for the spectators in the world. And the other one is, we and Jona, we always think such events need to be organized in that way that the players, who are like the stars of that event, that they feel comfortable. So we were really focusing, or we're trying to ensure that the teams, when they are coming, they feel comfortable, they feel welcomed. And this includes like catering, food, providing practice fields, supporting them also with hotels. So we are one of the biggest hotels in the area, Sedan Plaza, you maybe know, some of you, so that we can block contingents for the teams. So some of these things have been already clarified during the last couple of weeks, so that we can say when we get the financing and we're getting the approval from the IFA to host that event, that we can organize it in that way we as Tears for Jona, as club, feel also comfortable with, and that's the aiming of the level of quality we want to achieve.
But Sebi, I want to come back and stress one point you already mentioned. I think the successful realization of the outdoor season in Switzerland, like in some other countries, and has shown us that a prevention concept developed in Switzerland makes the organization of that event possible even in the future. For us, this awarding of the World Champs to Jona during a current COVID-19 situation is also a powerful sign to the FISBOL world, and is an emphasis of the importance for sport in for our society. So we are really glad that we found with you a club who is really willing to do it.
Yes, thanks for that. And I think I can only underline that statement. We experienced a shortened season in the summer in Switzerland, right? But it worked. So like all clubs of the highest leagues in Switzerland provided or developed security concepts for that special situation. And as far as I can judge, that went very well. We don't had any COVID cases in the league, or like teams to with quarantine, or we had to postpone any games. So that somehow, hopefully, shows that if you prepare such concepts and you stick to that and you really think about that, that such events, even in the current challenging times, are possible. And you both attended at the beginning of August, like to that international friendly cap, Switzerland, Austria, and you have seen that we had quite a lot of spectators. But we fulfilled all the local requirements with like splitting into sectors, having the contact tracing ready, etc. So I think that is a good proof that events like the World Championship next year are possible. And we are looking forward to it. And we still hope that we can and with spectators in Jona at the venue, as long as it is within the local and national requirements. But we are looking forward. We are hoping that we have an event with spectators, because that's a completely different experience for all of us. We know that. But we are also ready to host both scenarios. And I think that's important to mention to the FISBOL world. There will be such an event.
Yeah. That's very important to mention that, Sebi. You're absolutely right. And that's pretty good that Jona can fulfill both requirements very well. So to realize the World Championship in the scenario with and also without spectators now, and all of us hope that we will have the scenario with spectators, of course, and also to outline that hardly any other FISBOL club in the world has such an ideal infrastructure as TSV Jona has. And I attended the Obersee Masters in the past very often, I would say, and always enjoyed it to be part of the Obersee Masters. And there was always a feel-good mentality in Jona, at your big tournament, teams from all over the world, a lot of different friends from all parts of the world. And that's why I'm really looking forward to the next year's Women's World Championship in Jona, because I'm pretty sure there will be also such a feel-good factor again next year.
Thanks, Chris. I think that's definitely one of the goals, right? Our club, Tears for Jona, since years, we are really welcome the world at our venue in Grünfeld. And we are happy to have all these close friends all over the world. And this is one of the initial reasons from our intrinsic motivation to even considering to hosting such an event. And this is like really like the genetics of our sports club. And we really hope that we can fulfill that expectations also next year.
Sebastian, thank you so much for being our special guest in today's podcast. And as we have sent out today the powerful sign during this worldwide pandemic that Tears for Jona is the new host of the 2021 FISBOL Women's World Championship. And see you all next year. Blockmark your date. It will be from the 13th to the 17th July 2021 in Jona, Rapperswil, where we meet with the world's best female FISBOL players. And until then, let's try it out also today in a bigger round. And please don't forget, together, we are
FISBOL.